Foxes are considered one of the sneakiest hunters in the natural world, so espionage was called the Game of the Foxes during World War II. Each side had many separate intelligence agencies. Britain's Military Intelligence 5 and Military Intelligence 6, called MI5 and MI6, had octopus-like tentacles spread throughout Europe. The legendary stories of James Bond developed out of this wartime experience. Many spy operations included famous women. Vera Atkins was one of the British government's most famous spies. Her work was so secret that many true stories are still not known. The head of the German spy machine at that time was Admiral Kenneris, a small man with great ambitions. Each branch of the German Secret Service, called the Abwehr, conducted operations throughout Europe, North America, and Asia. But each branch of this organization worked independently. In many cases, German agents had no idea who the other German agents were. They worked with, for, and against other German agents without even knowing it. A German spy was supposed to trust no one except his handler, or main boss. This created some very confusing and dangerous situations. To make matters more complicated, many of these agents were double agents. They served more than one government. For example, British agents often gave information to the Soviet Union. Kim Philby was a very famous British spy who gave secrets to the Russians. Another agent named Arthur George Johnny Owens, codenamed Snow, successfully worked for both the German and British Secret Service. He constantly risked exposure to one side or the other. He worked inside both countries. Neither side knew what he was doing until after the war. He gave real and false information to both sides. In reality, he was working for himself. Many Koreans were involved in this deadly game of spies and counter-spies. They sometimes served the Japanese, sometimes the Chinese communists, sometimes the Chinese nationalists, and even the United States and Britain. In very rare cases, they served all of these countries at the same time. The punishment for being caught working for the wrong side was almost always execution. After the war, some agents became famous in political and cultural life. They had to hide their wartime experiences because the truth would be very embarrassing. The lesson for spies is very clear. In the game of the foxes, a spy can never trust anybody, because you never really knew who your friends or enemies are working for.